Oh, everybody's at home. Giving that plumbing system a little bit more of a workout than before. If you're looking for a great plumber, I want to introduce you again and again and again to Stampede Plumbing. Been serving the Valley for 33 years. Been Rosie certified for over 15 years. And if you had heard you needed to find a new plumber, you don't. If you've been a Stampede plumber for years, no reason to go anywhere else. They're still open for business. They had a change of ownership. And at Rosie on the House, change of ownership means the company has to be rescreened again. The new owners have to know our standard of level. The new owners of Stampede Plumbing have passed with flying colors, and they remain Rosie certified. They're offering you a special $99 drain cleaning with any home that has an accessible clean out to keep all the systems a go, go, go. Now, rest assured, Stampede Plumbing has all the extra safety precautions in place during this time. You'll be happy, really happy. You can find them at stampedeplumbing.com. You can also find them at rosieonthehouse.com. They are a full-service plumber. Like I say, they've been serving the Valley for 33 years. We got lots of calls at the office. Where did Stampede Plumbing go? Well, we took them down just long enough for us to introduce the new owners of the company to the level of performance we expect at Rosie on the House. And they signed off 100%. Said that's exactly the way we do business. So you're in good hands with Stampede Plumbing.
It's our weekly to-do, and we've got a guest online to go through it. This is not something that was intentionally planned. I don't want anybody to think that when you hear our weekly to-do this week is water safety, that this is anything to do with what's going on. If you look in our home maintenance calendar that was physically printed in July of last year, it was already set that our weekly to-do today was talking about water safety. It just happened that this situation all came up in real time. And this is part of our weekly to-dos that we manage through our new app at rosieonthehouse.com/app. You can download and get started with digital home maintenance through our licensed HomeZada application, a very powerful tool, and it helps you keep up with your weekly to-dos so we stay on top of our home. And the ideal situation of home ownership and the goal we would all like to achieve is that we're living and maintaining at our homes that if you had to put it on the market today, it would be in pristine shape and you didn't have to invest a single extra dollar and get the maximum return for the investment in your home, castle, or cabin. I project personally I'll get there in about 23 years. But I'm trying every single week to get to that point. And to talk water safety, Mr. John Owens of Connecticut, welcome to the broadcast. You were just on with us a couple weeks ago, too, which is, again, something that was pre-planned a long time ago as we're generally at the Saba Home Show in Tucson, and y'all generally join us in that broadcast, and that was canceled, but y'all came in studio anyway and talked about water softening. Today we're talking specifically about water purity, making sure we've got safe, clean drinking water. Our municipalities do a great job, but there's always an extra layer of protection we as homeowners can take, or if you're on a private well like we are, and probably don't get tested quite as frequently as the experts advised, clean, safe, sustainable, endless drinking water system. Did he fall asleep? Tired.
There you are, John.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were asking a question or what you were saying. It basically, when it comes to regular home maintenance and kind of keeping with the Rosie thing, most important thing is what you want to do is check your little filters throughout the house. Some people have a whole house filter. You want to kind of check those on a regular basis. Check your drinking water filters. Check the TDS of the water. Check your hardness, the hot, the cold, and the raw water coming in. And if you have a private well like Mr. Romy there, the EPA suggests it's a good idea to probably have it tested by a lab about every 5 years. And if you live in a, the fortunate thing is most of us, many people have city water. And if you have city water, the cities do a stellar job of checking the water. And it's a good idea as a homeowner to review that. It's called the Consumer Confidence Report. And every city is mandated to actually post that. You can actually go to the city water department, get a copy of that. So if people have a question about what's currently in their water or the most recent water test, they can look that up and find out what's in there. And if you contact a Rosie certified partner, and basically the good thing is they're licensed contractors, you can also go to Arizona ROC contractor lookup and find the contractors that are licensed to do that, and then have an expert like a Rosie certified partner take a look at that report. They can help interpret that if you have questions. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
No, that's a and this, a lot of times when we do a whole house water filtration system, it comes with an RO under the sink, and you've got the little spout at the filter. This drinking station, though, it can be a standalone aside from that. It doesn't need to come with a softening unit, correct?
Correct. Yeah, and a lot of people, they do what we call lug the jug. They buy bottled water, and the problem with it is bottled water, there's nothing inherently wrong with the water. The problem is the vessel it comes in. So years ago, people used to use glass. The bad thing about glass is heavy and it breaks. So people started using plastic, and plastic is a train wreck for the environment. And if people just look at their garbage and recycle bin, or if they look at their vehicle cup holders for all those plastic bottles, there's a better answer. The better answer is if you have a point-of-use drinking water station, like what we have is we have the Kinetico K5 drinking water station, but you can get a drinking water station in your home, and it can be conveniently located, and you can use it for cooking, drinking, ice cubes, steam iron, humidifiers, and it can basically make better than bottled water that you can use, and it can also, depending on the system, like we have a K5 Perfecta that also can remove virus and bacteria. And so if people are being compromised, we can actually develop water that you can actually exceed USP standards, and it gives them peace of mind more than anything else. Not to say the cities do a bad job or that the water is terrible. Basically, what we do is we can take the water and simply make it better.
And I boycotted plastic bottles, you know, a decade ago.
And smart guy.
the small percent of them that get recycled is... it's just not worth it. So I completely agree. And John, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of us is you can contact our website, kineticoaz.com, or you can contact in the Phoenix area, 602-437-2474, or in Southern Arizona at 520-293-6687.
Thank you so much, serving all of Pinal, Pima, and Maricopa counties. John, thanks for your time this Saturday morning.
Okay, and if anybody has questions, let me know.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your Arizona weekend.
Absolutely. I want to redirect the question back to Chris, who was having trouble with the roofer, and I told her I'd come back and give her some tips. And it's, I'll do that every time. It doesn't skip my mind. And it skipped out, but Chris, it skipped back in. So let me just talk to you about a roofer, a licensed, bonded, insured roofer that did some roof repair at her house in July. Since July, it's obvious there are still recurring leaks that are occurring. And let me be perfectly clear, this is a non-ROSI certified roofer. So there's very little I can do. But if I were you, this is what I would do. I would put it in writing, everything about the situation, when the contract was signed, how much was paid, and the fact that somewhere's in their contract, it has to state that we are going to issue some kind of a warranty, okay? Reference that warranty and let them know, I've got roof leaks. I've called you on this date, and this date. I'm not hearing back from you. You have 24 hours and send this registered mail receipt, signed receipt requested. I'm giving you 24 hours to get in touch with me and give me a firm schedule on when this is going to get fixed. Or in 48 hours, I'm going to start the complaint process at the registrar of contractors. Once you put it in writing, once you send it, certified letter, signed receipt requested, all of a sudden, some people start taking it more serious. And they keep, rather than pushing you to the back of the list, move you to the front of the list. Do that first. Give them time to respond. And start the complaint process at the Registrar of Contractors. That's all you're going to be able to do. Now, had you used a Rosie Certified Contractor, you just would have had to call my cell number. And it would have all been taken care of. I'm just saying. I cannot help homeowners that aren't using Rosie Certified Contractor. That's the Registrar of Contractors' job.
Can I just add to that? I just had a lady call, and she was concerned because she saw bad reviews just out there on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not necessarily true or reliable. So the extra layer that we give, we put our name on these guys. We love them. You know, we look for the best. And if we're going to put our name on them, we're going to make darn sure that they're companies that aren't going to get complaints. We get very, very few complaints. And if they do, you're right there. So, you know, call us first, because we really do. We check their banks, their creditors, their peers. We have a third-party guild quality survey. So you can trust that we pick guys that are going to do their job.
And that's what we like about the guild quality. You can go to these other reviews, and they're owned by that site, whether it's Google or Yelp. You know, the company owns those reviews, and they can take them or put them down. Guild quality, we can't touch them.
Yeah, that's right. I love that. I was so encouraged. I met a young, successful man who's bought a home in the north central Phoenix area in that gorgeous Madison Meadows area. And we got to talking, and I was asking him, how are you going about selecting who you're going to interview for this job? And he says, well, I won't use any of those referral networks. He says, those are all scams. I thought, well, how perceptive he is. Okay, enough bad talking to everybody else. Let's get back to the business of talking about you, the Arizona homeowner.
And why we know it's going to be a great year is we don't have to worry about this headline. Hurricane season expected to be a busy one. If anything, that might give us a little bit more monsoon rain, which no one ever complains about that.
Yeah, the Pacific hurricanes gives us the monsoon chances. The Gulf, different story.
We get sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get that moisture all the way over
Wasn't
here.
Wasn't the last kind of direct hit at Yuma 1990 or something like that? But they got their average rainfall. It's 3.5 inches in about 3.5 hours.
That hurricane came right up the what it's Sea of California? What are they called?
Sea of California, yeah. The Baja, and yeah. Right up, right across I-8. Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, we were doing a lot of TV back then. They had me go on TV demonstrating, because of my hurricane experience in South Louisiana, how to duct tape your windows in preparation.
We did that too.
I saw an interesting article in the Casa Grande Dispatch, one of the local papers that publishes our weekly column. Can you imagine if you were on one of the U.S. submarines? The guys that were dispatched before the shutdown are scheduled to get back soon, and they don't get news while they're on their mission. Imagine Ooh. Coming out of the submarine hatch and, like, what did I miss the last couple of weeks?
How would you like to be in the submarine hatch and know one guy walked in there with the virus?
Oh, no, not here. It's Rosie on the House. We have our final segment for our weekly to-do. And if you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com.